Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Mike Rawlson, CEO of Blaine Cow Resources, BRES, his ticker. Mike, thanks for coming on the podcast today.
Thank you, Justin. Great to be back, and thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, last week, or a couple of days back, you announced, it was last week, I said, a joke resource progressing at Orham Cross, of course, and there'd be a lot of people, shareholders know exactly what that means, but there are some people maybe not familiar with Blaine Cow Resources, so just give them a basic summary as to what it's about before we get into this news, if you could, Mike.
Blaine Cow Resources acquired the Orham Cross graphite project in Uganda in April this year. Mm-hmm. And it's an enormous 2 to 3 billion ton graphite project sitting near to surface. The size and scale of the project is incredible. It's got high quality product, and essentially it's a fantastic project for us to develop going forward into a market that we believe is going to become very hot in the future. So that's Blaine Cow and Orham Cross in a nutshell.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I mean, let's be honest, the EV market, I don't know a macro trend like it, to be honest. I can't remember the last time pretty much every government in the world agreed to stop the sale of petrol, diesel, and flip towards alternative energy, and that really right now is being dominated by EVs. So, huge growing market. The trend is there, and whenever it comes to investing, you should always, you know, the trend is your friend. So you're in the right space, definitely. So
absolutely.
give us a project update, if you could, Mike. What's happened there? What's the JORC progressing?
Okay, so when we picked this project up, it required a JORC resource. It didn't have it. It had a lot of work done up previously, but no JORC. So we set about putting together an extensive 2,000-meter diamond drilling program. That was done in the middle part of this year. The samples have all gone to the lab in Tanzania, which is the only JORC accredited lab in the region. They've been prepped, and those samples representatives of those samples have been sent now down to South Africa, where we've got labs ready to do the assay work. And ultimately, we've got our technical partner there, Minrom, that is going to produce a JORC resource once that work is done. So South Africa is going to be working on the JORC, and at the same time, in parallel, samples have been sent off to SGS Lakefield, which is in Toronto, Canada, and this SGS office is world-renowned for graphite metallurgical test work. It's produced, I think, about 40 different companies' end product, and they've got a lot of experience, which is obviously critical. At the end of the day, we're trying to achieve a very high concentrate percentage, low impurities, high recoveries, and a very good mix of our flake in terms of graphite sizes. So their experience and their expertise will come into play, and that met test work is going to be happening going forward. So early into the next year, we'll be having a lot of results coming through for that.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, and then when is that happening, and what's the next few steps?
So the next steps, as I say, into the first quarter of 2021 is to deliver our maiden JORC resource. It's going to be small in comparison with the overall size and scale of this project. As I say, you could sit here for 20 years and you wouldn't drill out billions of tons, and there's no need to do that. What we set about to do was to drill out a JORC resource for the first 10 years worth of mine life, and I think that's what we're going to achieve. So beyond that, we'll be able to take that and use it into some of the scoping and feasibility studies. At the same time, if we get this MET test work completed, we'll know what our end product's going to look like, and we'll know what the process flow to achieve that will look like, as well as the capital for the plant to do that. So it's a lot of information coming our way. We'll be putting it all into a scoping study first, and then hopefully a pre-feasibility study going forward after that. And that's all coming through. And with that, we'll start to develop and show the commercial outcomes for the project right the way through from start to finish. And hopefully we'll be able to start showing the market that we've got something of great size and value.
Yeah, absolutely. And I touched on it there, and I think it's a massive trend, of course. Just explain the graphite market, how it fits with the EV market, if you could there, Mike.
Yeah, it's just to be clear, it's not just the EV market, so I'll touch on the other side first. Approximately half of our product is going to be in the large to jumbo flake sizes. That particular product tends to be used in the flame retardant industry, expandables industry, and it tends to get the higher prices. So very important for us that we have some mix of our product going into the smaller growth market, but much higher pricing. Because obviously weighted average price for everything you sell is going to be important in terms of the returns. On the other side, in terms of the medium, smaller flakes, that is the EV market in terms of putting a very high concentrate of quality graphite into the making of the anode. And the anode is one part of the lithium-ion battery. And as you say, lithium-ion batteries are going to be the norm in terms of powering electric vehicles and other storage of energy as we go forward. And that is definitely on the up, in answer to your question. There's many factors for that. I think the recent victory in the US elections for Joe Biden, the green agenda has lifted. He's talking about within hours of taking office, rejoining the Paris Accord, which means that the US, obviously, which has walked away from that whole aspect under Trump, is going to become a major player again. And with that, electrification of vehicles, storage of energy, all of this is going to rise. And with it is a massive impact into the graphite market as a key material that provides, as I say, part of the battery that's going to drive the energy storage and drive these electric vehicles. So where we had some quite interesting and quite ambitious growth targets over the next 5 to 10 years, I think that we're going to see those targets starting to be met, and definitely a four-year Biden administration in the States is going to be part of that. It's not just in the States. We're seeing growth in Europe. We're definitely seeing car manufacturers coming together with battery manufacturers. They're starting to pool their resources to understand and manufacture batteries because they want to take away some of the reliance from China. And I think we're going to see them taking the next step beyond that into manufacturing of the anode itself and ultimately into where that material comes from. So this demand-supply imbalance could become very interesting as we go forward. And as demand shifts up and supply tightens, prices may shift up in a trend that everyone's predicting, and that's going to be very good for us if that happens going forward. The UK market, where you are, is definitely following the rest of this trend. Recently announced that there'll be no further petrol or diesel cars, new cars sold by after 2030. I think that's quite an ambitious target, but they're talking about putting the ability to recharge electric vehicles all over the place to flood the market so that people can have the ability to drive electric vehicles. I think we've all got to realize that this is just not going to happen overnight. We'll shut our eyes today and tomorrow we wake up and there's electric vehicles everywhere. It's going to take time. But as this starts to build, then on the one side, you're going to get the demand-supply imbalance starting to happen. But on the other side, you're going to see a lot of market sentiment. Sentiment is a powerful thing, and if it shifts in our favor as one of the key graphite suppliers going forward with an enormous project in a safe location, that obviously bodes well for our future in terms of developing the Oram Cross project into the next 5 years.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And we all know the markets move way ahead of reality, and because they you know, pricing the future pretty much. So we can start to see it now. You know, there are certain companies involved in electric batteries or some miners, and they're starting to, you know, move now, you know, because, of course, people want to get in there, don't they, before the move happens. So, yeah, don't wait around until there's lots of electric cars on the road before you realise, oh, hang on, maybe I should invest in electric cars in some way or something. Everything's going to move way before that, isn't it, you know?
Yeah, well, Tesla is the good example, of course, and it's the best known. I mean, Tesla's moved up to $500 billion market cap as we speak, and it's grown by 4 or 5 times in the last 6 to 8 months. So, and become one of the most valuable companies on the planet. But that's at the sort of cutting edge of it, at the front of it. The brand is there, and they're very well known. And obviously, as the sentiment shifts, they're going to get a lot of the value for that. But you know, everything behind that starts to catch up in some way, shape, or form. And, you know, there's definitely moves happening. We used to go out a year, 2 years ago and start trying to tell people what graphite was used for, where it was all going to be utilized in the future. And it was difficult to get people to get an understanding. But now you're seeing articles, as you say, in the news all the time. People are much more aware, definitely supportive. And I think it's the future. So you're right. I mean, where to get leverage for that growth and a company that hasn't yet necessarily indicated all this value into its share price and its market cap, Lenko's one to look for.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, I definitely think, you know, people need to get exposure. They're serious about getting a good return over the next 5-10 years. That, you know, people should all, you know, in someone's portfolio, they should have exposure to the electric vehicle revolution. That's going to happen. One final thing, Mike, or three final things, as always, in summary then, just to sum up, if you could, if people are liking the sound of this but are not yet following the story, give them three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page and add you to their watch list, please.
Okay, the first thing I'll say is what we've just mentioned. The graphite market is hot. It's growing. It's expanding in all different directions. There's a lot going on, and sentiment is following that and going along with that. So the graphite market is in an upward spiral. Second, within ourselves and our own micro sense of our own project that we're developing at Oram Cross, we've got a huge project. It's got size and scale, which means that ultimately, as the market grows, we can upscale this project at any point to deliver whatever is required. And it's going to be low cost. It's going to be at the very lowest end of the cost curve, so it's got good project fundamentals. And then thirdly, we picked up an advanced project. We've done a lot of drilling. We're moving through the chalk and as I say, met test work. We're moving rapidly. Look, we've had obviously a few COVID-related issues, as everybody has this year, but we've picked up and we're moving quickly. So there's a lot of news flow. There's a lot of progress as we do that. And we're very excited about what's going to come through next year.
Yeah, absolutely. Marvellous stuff. Mike, good to chat to you. And like I say, lots to come. So hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Good. Thank you, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, PayLater, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own. surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.